Well, it's a Cabinet Office Strategy Unit report, which we used to call the Downing Street Think Tank, which was commissioned to look at the performance of the Serious and Organised Crime Agency, which is widespread concern about, 3 years old, and doesn't command huge respect amongst the police. Some of them refer to it as the Serious Disorganised Crime Agency. And so there's an effort inside government to try and improve its performance. It's come up with another analysis of the state of organised crime in Britain. It says that there are what it calls about 30,000 individuals involved in what it calls the long tail of organised crime in Britain. That can include anything from counterfeiting, selling pirate DVDs, to people trafficking, drug trafficking, and financial frauds. And saying that in the recession we're seeing some new types of crime emerging, and this business trade is probably worth about $30 billion a year now.
And how is the government tackling the problem of gang crime?
Well, as I said, there's been widespread concerns about the performance of SOCA, the Serious Organised Crime Agency, and there's going to be a new department based in the Home Office to get a greater grip on what SOCA's been doing. And also, they're going to complete a network of police regional asset squads just to seize organised criminals' assets. They're going to change the law again to make it even easier, reversing the burden of proof, even easier for the police to seize the assets of these 25,000 to 30,000 people who they think are involved in the tail end of organised crime.
I mean, 30,000 people, that sounds like a lot. How does that compare to other countries?
It does sound a lot, doesn't it? I think it's kind of like an estimate of 3,000 to 4,000 gangs. About 5 years ago, when SOCA was born, politicians would talk about sort of the 100 Mr. Bigs in the country and promise to take away all their yachts, but the number of yachts in state ownership at the moment seems to be quite small still. They no longer like talking about Mr. Biggs because it makes the whole thing sound a bit silly, really, in a way. But there's obviously, the networks get down to even the smallest communities.
There's also a report published by the Home Office, Alan, on immigration. What does that say?
Yes, that looks at one aspect of organised crime, people trafficking, and it's a rather dispiriting conclusion for the Home Office and the government. The researchers back in 2006 interviewed 45 convicted people traffickers in jail, and they reported that Britain was seen as a relatively easy place to get into with healthy profits and a low risk of detection. And also, some of them accused the UK Border Agency of saying there were some staff willing to accept bribes, which made it easier for them to get people in. This is rather dispiriting in the nature of the scale of the problem, which has yet to get to grips with. I mean, one of the new tools that the SOCA has been given is the new emphasis on what they call the Al Capone approach. This is not giving them more Tommy guns, but having more tax inspectors going through and trying to get them on their unpaid tax rather than on their more difficult to prove financial fraud activities.